I'm in Old Town today, visiting the offices of Maurice Owen, and I'm catching up with managing partner Rob Beale. Hi Rob, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. So good to actually see you. We've spoken very regularly, but because of COVID and the legacy of COVID, haven't had the chance to pop in. So thanks very much for your time. Let's kick off and talk about the key factors that are affecting things just at the moment. What are they? Let's just put them on the record.
Yeah, I think we've got all of the bits that people know about. We're suffering, business is suffering with inflation. We're suffering with supply chain lag. Because COVID's impact on that. The shortage of staff for a lot of different business sectors. You've got interest rates increasing. And I guess the reality is it's looking more and more likely that we're going to go into a technical recession. So, you know, it's tough out there.
The interesting one for me is this staffing issue. We had some stats that came out last week saying that the population of the UK has increased by 3 million from the last census. So technically there's more people here, but there's not enough people for the job. So, and have you any insight in that? Or is it that people are getting older? Is it that people just don't want to work? Or how can there be so many jobs vacant? It kind of doesn't seem to square the circle for me.
I think there's a number of factors there that you have to consider. I think when you look at where the jobs are, it to some degree is sectorial, and therefore there are some jobs in certain sectors that people either don't necessarily want or they're not trained up to, and therefore there's a shortage of the right top quality of people to do it. The second thing is when you look at some of those sectors, traditionally they were filled with people that perhaps came to the UK from Europe, and as a result of COVID those people went back because there wasn't the work at that point. And I think the third element of it is there's actually, the last statistics I saw is there's somewhere in the region of 600,000 people that have gone out of the employment that haven't formally looked for a job, they're not formally retired, they're just not working at this moment in time.
Okay.
And I guess one of the conversations that I've heard suggest is that with inflation, with the cost of living increasing, those people that perhaps were out of work but were then thinking about retiring may actually consider going back into the place, because all of a sudden the pension's not going to give them the retirement that they were thinking about, so perhaps they do need to work for a few more years.
So very interesting point. We could see an influx of very experienced people coming back into the job market, couldn't
we? I think that may well happen.
I guess the question there would be, would they be interested in doing some of the tasks that are required?
And I think that's the problem. I think, you know, if you look at certain sectors, you can't get people for love nor money.
Mm.
And the reasoning and the rationale is that traditionally those types of jobs may well have been undertaken by people that came from Europe.
Indeed. Let's just think about that for a moment. So unfortunately we're both old enough to probably remember when there weren't a lot of foreign workers here, and the jobs were done by the indigenous population. Do you think that could change back? Do you think the clock could turn back? We're probably talking about 80s, I suppose, are we?
Yeah, I guess it comes down to people's views as to what work they will do or won't do. Mm. And I think what I find fascinating is I was a student back in the 80s, late 80s, and when I was not doing my degree, I was out doing temporary work, and I did anything that paid me money.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I cleaned toilets, I was a binman, etc., etc. I think if I said to my kids, actually, you're now a student, you need to go and earn some money, why don't you go and do X, Y, and Z? I sort of get a bit of a look as if to say, I'm not doing that.
Mm.
And I just wonder, actually, whether there's going to be, as part and parcel of what we're going through from an economic view, people are going to need to go back to the fact that it's a job, I need to earn the money. And then I will do that again.
I can see that. The other strand, of course, is the kind of manual jobs that when you and I were at school, if we'd said we want to be a plumber, we would have probably been chastised and said, you're not doing that. Don't be ridiculous. You know, you've got to do your O levels and A levels. I think we were just about O levels, weren't we?
Yeah.
and absolutely, you know, I love technology. And they say, well, you're not doing technology, you're doing physics. And it was because it was more the practical application than physics. I quite like the engine side. But anyway, you know, if I'd have said I wanted to be a plumber, no chance. Nowadays, plumbers earn £100,000 a year. They're sought after. I'm not saying it's a nice job. You know, I've never done it myself, but I suspect it's not a very pleasant job to do at times. but it's pretty well paid. And certainly there was a doctrine that was going around, you never make good money using your hands. You know, you make money using your brain. Maybe that's changed a little bit. And of course, with the Institute of Technology as well coming in, you know, we need these jobs, and they're probably, it's a disservice to call them manual, but they were certainly referred to as manual jobs, are actually well paid, and you can have a very, very good career from them.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you know, I used to be involved with Swindon College for many, many years, and I think the problem Swindon College used was that vocational qualifications were seen almost as second rate compared to academic qualifications. So education establishments were sort of being forced through Ofsted in terms of getting people to go on a degree and pushing people to go down the academic route. But I think there's been more and more of a wake-up to the value of vocational qualification, and actually people realising that a job's a job. The opportunity to go and earn very good money, as you say, being a plumber, is no different to then going away and doing a degree, and actually you can do better. And I think where I've seen it firsthand is, you know, I did my degree too many years ago, I don't know what to think about, but accountancy at that point, academic qualification.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's now quite rightly seen as a vocational issue. And if someone said to me, should I go away and do a degree in accountancy and then do something else, my advice would be, well, you might want to, but why don't you, when you leave school, actually try and get an apprenticeship, learn on the job, get paid on the job, because after 6 years, you'll probably be in the same as an academic that's gone away and done a degree. You've actually been earning for 6 years as opposed to getting into huge amounts of debt and all of those types of things. And there is this wake-up call of the importance of vocational qualifications.
There is indeed, absolutely. Well, Bill Morris-Owen, thanks very much for your thoughts.